Hey, it's another edition of Snipes and Stripes Weekend Edition. It is Monday, April the 8th. We are only 10 days. We only have 10 days left in the regular season. And the playoffs, which is the best time of the year, it starts in 12 days. That'll get going on Saturday, April the 20th. It's going to be an awesome finish in the last 10 days of the regular season. We've got some amazing races going on, and I can't wait to get into that this morning. Two things. First, thank you to Whiskey in the Wild, JR's Whiskey. Thank you for being a sponsor of the show. And also to Bet Online. It's down to the last four teams. Bet Online has been your tournament bracket headquarters all March long, and now we're almost down to the finals. We've still got a lot more in store. MLB is here. NBA, NHL playoffs are around the corner. As always, Bet Online is your number one source for your summer sports wagering. Head to Bet Online to stay updated on all the action, and remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, on your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here. Thank you very much to our sponsors, and let's get it going. Right off the bat, we have to talk about a scary incident. This really hit close to home to me on Saturday. A friend of mine, former colleague, I worked with Steve Cazzari for over 15, 17 years. Steve's been in the league now for 20. He's worked over 1,151 games. Steve Cazzari, since we don't have our names on the back of our jerseys anymore, he wears number 40. He was refereeing the game in Pittsburgh on Saturday between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Pittsburgh Penguins, and Steve was out in the middle of the ice, didn't see a line change by the Tampa defenseman. Hayden Fleury jumped off the bench. Hayden Fleury didn't see Steve as well, and they collided hard. Steve fell back, hit his head on the ice, and I think he was knocked out at some point in time during that. Hayden Fleury, you know, here's an NHL player with all the, you know, the officials don't wear a lot of equipment. We've got elbow pads, really not a lot of upper body protection, shin pads, a jock, and that's pretty much it. And Hayden Fleury, you've got, you know, dressed in his full equipment, and he was shaken up over this hit. I hope Hayden's feeling okay. I think he is going to be playing in the next game, but I don't think he returned on Saturday. And Steve, I had never seen it before. Steve had to be carried off on a stretcher, and definitely scary times for him, for all officials that have ever worked with Steve or know Steve, and more importantly for his family. Steve's got two boys. They live in Vegas. And I'm sure it had to be a very scary time for his family. And the NHL needs Steve Cazzari right now. Steve Cazzari has worked four Stanley Cup finals. Steve Cazzari is one of the top five officials in the National Hockey League. And I don't know how long Steve is going to be out, but he's going to have to obviously pass some concussion protocol testing before he does get back. And with only 10 days to go in the regular season, there's a lot of tight matchups in the last 10 days. And it all is pretty much in the Eastern Conference. And guess what? Wes McCauley can't work every big game right now. Kelly Sutherland can't work every big game. Freddie Lacquier, Gordie Dwyer. If you'll notice in the last 10 days, when you see any game with Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, New York Islanders, Detroit, there is going to be a veteran referee on every one of those games. You will not see any pairings where it's two inexperienced refs working any of those games. When I was working, and it's still the same way today, we would get our assignments 2 months in advance so we could book our travel, book our flights, and so on. In the last 2 weeks of the season, you get your assignments 1 week at a time. And with all the close races going on right now in the Eastern Conference, they may switch things up the day before, and they may put a veteran crew on certain games. So the league needs Steve back, and my prayers and thoughts go out to him, and hopefully he's feeling a lot better. He did go to the hospital, and the NHL released a statement saying that they expect him to make a full recovery. So hopefully that all works out. This past weekend, I had the tremendous honor of stepping back on the ice for an event here in St. Louis. It was called Puck Cancer. My good friend Kelly Chase has been dealing with acute leukemia since the fall. He had an event here in St. Louis, and it would be an understatement to say that this was, first of all, a tremendous success, but had an all-star lineup in it. I'm going to The two coaches on one team were Garth Brooks and Sean Payton, the coach of the Denver Broncos. You had Brett Hull coaching the other team. You had Chris Chelios playing in the game, Pierre Turgeon playing in the game, Jeff Brown, trying to think here, George Parros, Ryan Malone, Brendan Morrow, Adam Burrish, just on and on. Oh, Dierks Bentley. I gave Dierks a penalty shot in the second period. I gave Dierks a penalty shot. Crowd went crazy. Dierks scored on the penalty shot. It was phenomenal. But just the amount of respect that these Hall of Fame players that came in to support Chaser's event was unbelievable. Dierks sung a song in between periods, between the first period and the second period, at center ice with his skates on. Unbelievable. The crowd was going crazy. Then afterwards, we got to go upstairs and have a in the VIP. They had a private party, and my wife, the only time I've ever seen her this excited is the day we got married. And I'm being facetious, but she could not wait to meet Garth Brooks. So I took her up to Garth, introduced her. She had her picture taken with Garth, and talk about a man that he must have taken 500 pictures at 800, 1,000. I don't know how many he took. He could have hid down in the alumni room. He went up to this event, walking around the building. Everybody was stopping to take pictures with Garth, and just what a tremendous gentleman. It was an honor to meet him, spend some time with him, and he couldn't have been any nicer and any more humble. So, and a shout out to Chaser and the events. They presented Siteman Cancer Center, which is the center that Kelly Chase has been at for the past 4 or 5 months, and they presented Siteman Center with a check for $600,000, and from what I understand, that is counting. So kudos to Chaser and the Blues alumni that were involved, and it was a fantastic event. So, and I got to skate with my longtime colleague and dear friend Derek Amell, who worked 8 Stanley Cup finals. He's retired, lives in Pittsburgh. He was one of the best linesmen in the NHL. He came out and hung out with a couple days with me and my family. We got to go to the Cardinals home opener on Thursday. We had this event on Friday, so it was a lot of fun. Lunar eclipse day today. I don't even know what it all entails. My kids are telling me you can't stare into the sun. You could go blind. I don't know the whole thing about it, but I guess it's a big deal. I don't get too excited about these things, but I am more excited about the Masters starting this week, my favorite golf tournament. One of the best weeks or most popular weeks for men to whatever procedure that's called, where they don't have kids anymore. They get their, you know what, snipped, and it's a good time to do it. I did it during the British Open, so I could just lay on the sofa and put an ice bag there for the for 4 days and watch golf. So great week ahead with the Masters. I can't wait. It's my favorite golf tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. Mikko Rantanen took a big hit from Matthias Ekholm from the Edmonton Oilers on the weekend. Clean hit, nothing wrong with it. Blew him up on the side wall, and Mikko is out right now with a concussion. I hope Mikko nothing but the best. He was one of my favorite guys when I refereed him. He was such a gentleman. He was a guy that I rooted for all the time. Tremendous player. Very underrated player because of where he plays in Colorado. If he played in Toronto or New York, he would gain a lot more notoriety than what he does right now. Tremendous player. Hopefully he can get back for the playoffs because Colorado needs him bad. Shout out to Kirill Kaprizov. Third year in a row that he has scored 40 goals for the Minnesota Wild. That is a tremendous feat. It's tough to score 20, 30 goals in this league. It's tough to score 40 goals, but to be able to do it 3 years in a row, that's always what I'm most impressed with because it shows the consistency that a player has, and he takes a pride in the craft of his game. Because he just doesn't say, okay, I did it last year. I can, you know, I'll do it again this year, but I'm not going to work as hard. He works his balls off every game, and the future is bright in Minnesota. They're kind of on a retool right now because of some salary cap issues and having to buy out Zach Parise and Ryan Suter. So it's kind of handcuffed them a bit. But, Kirill the Thrill Kaprizov, congratulations on your third 40-goal season. Very impressive. Some great games last night. Detroit beat Buffalo. Big win for Detroit. You know, if 2 or 3 weeks ago I thought Detroit was going to be in the playoffs, then they kind of faltered. Now they're back again. It's changing. It is literally changing every week, because as of this morning, Detroit is in, but they're only in by 1 point over Pittsburgh, 1 point over Washington, and 1 point over Philadelphia. You can't make this up. This is going to be such a good last 10 days of the regular season. And then the Sens beat the Washington Capitals yesterday. That was a game that Washington needed to win. They got 1 point, but they needed to get 2 points. And a little bit of a brouhaha at the end of the game. My buddy Brady Tkachuk didn't like the empty net goal. That's a whole nother topic that we won't get into today. But if you remember, Ridly Greig from Ottawa took a clap bomb slap shot 5 feet from the net, and that's when Morgan Rielly got suspended for 4 games. So anyway, big games on Saturday. As I mentioned, the game that Steve Cesari, the referee, got hurt in. Pittsburgh beats Tampa 5-4. Tremendous game for Pittsburgh. And the Islanders beat the Preds 2-0. Great game by the New York Islanders. You know, the Nashville Predators, that we've talked about on the show all year, have been tremendous. And for the Islanders to shut out Nashville, good for them. Like I said earlier, they're only the Islanders are only no, actually the Islanders are in the playoffs as of today. So they've made a surge the past week, and good for them. The Philadelphia Flyers are leaking oil right now, and they need Gorilla Glue, they need Gorilla Tape, they need something to stop this leakage, because I don't think Philadelphia is going to make the playoffs. And if they don't make the playoffs, John Tortorella is going to blow a gasket, because a month ago it looked like Philly was in. It looked like Philly was going to make the playoffs, and they're getting some suspect goaltending right now. Their defense isn't playing the way that they can play. You know, Philly lost to Columbus on Saturday, and I don't know if I've ever seen this before in the National Hockey League, but the Columbus Blue Jackets, six of their defensemen scored goals. The six goals that Columbus scored were all from defensemen. I don't know if I've ever seen that before. So it's not looking good for Philly. And I think it's going to come down to Pittsburgh and Washington. I think Philly's going to be the team that doesn't make the playoffs. And I think it's going to be between Pittsburgh, Washington to catch Detroit for that final playoff spot. And if I was to bet money on it, Toronto is hosting Pittsburgh tonight. That is a game that Pittsburgh greatly needs to win. But then we've got some interesting games coming down the stretch. Tuesday night, we've got the Capitals in Detroit. That is going to be a have-to-watch game. That is going to be a great game to watch. And then on Thursday, you've got the Flyers and the Rangers. And on Thursday, this is the game that I've circled to watch. You've got the Red Wings in Pittsburgh. This is the best part about this time of year. This was my favorite time as an official. The tulips are out. The Masters is on. Every game down the stretch means something, unless you're playing in the Western Conference right now, because the West is set, and now it's just a question of juggling for positioning. You know, the Dallas Stars, first in the Western Conference right now. It's unbelievable. They've got 107 points. They're tied with Boston for first overall in the NHL. I don't think anybody saw the Dallas Stars possibly winning the President's Trophy. That was not on anybody's radar or bingo card. Nobody thought that the Dallas Stars were going to be this good. We knew they've got a solid hockey team. They don't get talked about a lot, being down in Texas. You know, with Sportsnet in Canada and ESPN promoting some of the other cities. This is a hockey team that is built to win this year. Jim Neal has done an incredible job, and Colorado has kind of fallen off the past few games. They've lost their last two. Dallas has won four of their last five. And Winnipeg's come back there now. They've won their last three. Vancouver Canucks, I'm a little worried about them. They win one, they lose one. They win one, they lose one. They've won, they've lost three out of their last five. But then you've got the Edmonton Oilers. They've won four out of their last five. And then you have the LA Kings. They've won three out of their last, they've won their last three games. So the West is set. Now it's just a jockeying for position. Nashville and Vegas are in the two wild card positions. Unfortunately, St. Louis is just going to fall a little too short. St. Louis has only got four games left, and Vegas has got two games in hand. So St. Louis isn't catching them. It's going to be a tremendous run down to the end. It's going to be interesting to see who wins the scoring race. You know, you've got Kucherov is leading it right now with 136 points, and McKinnon's next, and then McDavid. And there's a lot of debate on, you know, the Hart Trophy goes to the most valuable player. and people, you know, I don't really, I have my thoughts on it, but a lot of people take it a little, I think they get wrapped up into it too much, that this guy is more valuable than this guy. Everybody's valuable. Kucherov's valuable to a team. Obviously MacKinnon is, obviously McDavid. You can make a case that every one of them deserves the Hart Trophy as the most valuable player on their team. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. We've got some phenomenal races coming down to the end, and enjoy it. It's going to be great. We will see you on Wednesday for another episode of Snipes and Stripes. And enjoy the hockey the next couple nights. It's going to be fantastic. And thanks again for watching. Take care.